and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Xavier Lavaghetto, OP, parochial vicar and associate director of the Catholic community. It is the fourth Sunday of Advent, and the readings are from Cycle A.
Gospel. You know, very few people read Matthew for its Christmas story. No census or journey to Bethlehem here, no search for an inn and no manger, no sweetly singing angels or adoring shepherds. With the exception of one verse and the story of the Magi, what we have is all that Matthew wrote. Jesus' birth almost disappears within the spotlight, focused on Joseph and his dream. Poor Joseph. He had a game plan. Life was looking good. He was betrothed to Mary. Life was looking better. Now, betrothal was more than engagement. Under the law, Mary was his wife. Ever before they stood under the canopy, before he took Mary into his home. Now, we often imagine that faith and a few prayers ensure a happy life. God wouldn't ask us to be heroes. Joseph thought that keeping the law was enough. Poor Joseph was in for a mighty shock. His betrothed wife was pregnant, and he was not the father. What a nightmare. Imagine his rage, his sense of betrayal, his shame. And what did Mary feel standing before Joseph? Mistrusted? Rejection? Terror? He doesn't believe me. How could anyone believe me? This moment was a cauldron of pain and confusion. Any publicity would bring public suspicion, public judgment, and public shame. Mary was in real danger of being judged and stoned as an adulterer. What believable defense could she make? God did this to me? Joseph was an exceptional man. Our gospel says Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. He is good. This man in pain would not cause her pain. He is generous, for by divorcing her without denouncing her, he forfeited the bridal price. Joseph was gentle. The law asked then, certainly the righteous religious would have demanded, put Mary on trial, test her story. Joseph's heart walked a different path. He decided to divorce her quietly. Joseph went beyond the law's severity into God's mercy. Now the angel, in that dream, asked the heroic. He must stand with Mary under the chuppah. Take Mary into his home and name her child his own. Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home, for it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. I think it was anything but easy for him. All his well-planned dreams went away. Besides, who could you tell? We praise Mary's yes to God by which the Word became flesh. In her yes, our humanity is wedded to His divinity. But we forget Joseph's yes. His yes gave Mary and the babe safe haven. His naming this child makes him His son and son of David. In Joseph, God kept His promises to Israel that David would always have an heir. Rightly is the child named Yeshua, Yahweh saves, as the gospel said, because He will save His people from their sins. Why is this story so important to Matthew's Jewish Christian community? Because it answers the question, how can Jesus both be Son of God and Son of David? Through Joseph's adoption of Jesus, God fulfilled His promise in Jewish hopes for an anointed Son of David. All this happened because Joseph heeded a dream. He heeded a dream. But what's the lesson for us? You know, our world gives us nightmares. God gives us gospel dreams. When we stop becoming gospel dreamers, something in us dies. Advent invites you, invites me. Dream God's inspired dreams. The medievals had a dictum, first an intention and last an execution. Translated, if you don't dream it and decide for it, it doesn't become real. It's the nobility of our dreams for a better world, our desire to become our best self, our eagerness to live God-inspired dreams that makes us truly alive. God wouldn't spare Joseph his nightmare, lest he never have that dream and say that most blessed yes. Don't clutch the nightmares of anger and mistrust, fear and shame. Say yes to living the Jesus dream. Dreams only become real in the doing. What practical lesson is here? What practical lesson? Here's one, just one. You know, this season is hard for some because of old wounds. I don't know about you, but I can't turn feelings on and off. And my doctor doesn't prescribe Prozac. I do know that I can alter my mood by choosing those actions that bring with them better, nobler feelings. Let me say that again. I can change the feelings that dominate my life by doing those actions that break me out of myself and bring with them those nobler feelings. Isn't that what Joseph did? He stepped out of his first reaction to that nightmarish news. And he stepped into God's yes. You know, God whispers, invites you in quiet moments into His dream to be His partners in redeeming the world. You're the body of Christ. Jesus is waiting to see whether you trust Him and His way and are bold enough to live His grace-inspired dreams. Merely saying, I don't feel like it, is no excuse. We have to enact ourselves into a new way of thinking and feeling. God gave Joseph a dream that would help save this world.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director, Gary Glover. With music by Albert Tommaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.